Good morning again.
Good morning.
Thank you, James, for that awesome message. As I was sitting there, I was reminded of a message I heard long ago. Yes, I'm old. Called Breaking Up the Fallow Ground so that Christ can cultivate the new life in us. And we're just going through each and every one of those sins. And it was talking about breaking up that ground that's so crusty and hard, which is our hearts. Which is really awesome. Thank you. If you look in the back where Christine is, we're missing a familiar face. Jack went to be with his family to mourn loss of his grandson, Trevor, the one that we prayed for so long. Well, we can praise God that he's in the Lord's arms right now. He's with him. And I know that would be a comfort to them, yet it's always too easy to grieve because you've lost somebody. They're no longer with you. You can't touch them, feel them, hug them. So we ask for prayers today for Jack, Rhonda, his daughter, and the rest of the family too. Okay, keep them in your prayers. Also, pray for everyone who's going to be traveling this Thanksgiving season. We're supposed to be expecting some snowstorms coming throughout the Midwest and everything. So whoever's traveling in those areas, like ourselves, Chris and I, we'll be looking out for that. So if you don't see us next week, it's probably we're still playing in the snow. Okay? All right. Okay. I'd like to see if there's any new visitors here today. If you are a new visitor, would you raise your hand and introduce yourself? If not, and I can't see in the back to see if there's anybody back there either. So, all right, so with that in mind, it's time to give our praises and our prayer requests to the Lord, bring them forth so that we as a body and a community can pray and praise God for the things that he does. We're going to start on this side. Are there any prayer requests or praises from this side of the room? Deborah?
My name's Debbie, and my granddaughter, Kelsey, has a friend named Nicole. Her little two-year-old daughter has leukemia. Her little six-year-old daughter was told to write down five things that she wanted for Christmas. And instead of writing down what you would expect, a little six-year-old to write down. The first thing she wrote was help for her little sister. The second thing was that she wanted to be the one to save her little sister with her bone marrow. And then she wrote down some more and things. Well, bless her heart, her bone marrow didn't match her little sister's. And she told her mom, I want to be the one that saves her. Mm. And her mom told her, said, just say prayers and Jesus can save her. And we'll just pray that she does, that he does. And so I want to ask for prayers for that family. And the little two-year-old's not doing too good right now. They've been having to give her quite a bit of chemo and stuff, and it's really taking its toll on her and everything. So just asking for prayers for that family and stuff. And I spoke to Miss Mary, and she's been sick all week and things. And she said, tell everybody hi, and that she misses everybody.
Yes, my name's Henry. And I lift up in prayer our daughter, Melissa, and granddaughter, Bailey. And I don't want to get into it. It's unspoken requests, okay, for daughter Melissa and granddaughter Bailey, and one more thing, the King is coming.
Amen.
The trumpet will soon sound. Come, Jesus, come.
Up here, Linda.
Our host student, Eb Cease, is home, but he's not doing well. He's hardly getting out of bed. He has no appetite. He's sweating profusely with no temperature. And just a lot of concerns for his health.
Okay. Anyone else here on this side? We can come back to you, so that's no problem. Okay. All right, how about this side? Anyone over on this side? Praise, prayer.
First, my name's Marion. First, praises for area churches that are coming together for this feast. I mean, we fed about 350 last year, and I'm just praying that we can feed more and that more people will hear the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you again, Sally, for coming alongside and others that are going to help with that from this church. I appreciate it so much. And you're going to see teenagers serving you. And it is going to be all glory to God. Also want to praise the Lord for Hank's improvement each day. And I'm so thankful. And now he's kind of to the point where, okay, let's be careful. And let's not, you know, just... you know, get on the four-wheeler again and, you know, go try to feed. So, but anyway, he did not get on the tractor yesterday, which I was thankful for.
Does that mean no more horse riding?
Well, he hadn't been on a horse in a while because it hurt so badly, so that's coming.
Right.
A dear friend of mine named Holly was diagnosed with a very aggressive type of breast cancer. It's already in her lymph nodes, and she has served the Lord many, many years, and I just want to lift her up, Holly, please. And I told her that we will be praying for her, and just thank you. I just want to continue to lift up the persecuted Christians across the world. Nigeria is still just an influx of evil people that are killing Christians, and I want to lift up Israel, because when the King comes, that's where he's coming back to. And his people will be, or have remained his people. So I'd sort of lift Israel up, please.
Anyone else on this side? If I could just embarrass someone for a second. Wayne, is it your anniversary weekend?
Yeah.
All right. So we just want to give praise for that and pray for her. I work with him, okay? I work with him, so, you know, much needed, all right? So we want to just give... glory to God for that, too. And continue to pray for Pete. I know he's really suffering and hurting, so let's keep lifting Pete up also. Anyone else? Okay, well, we have our prayer song then.
Father, we come to you this morning grateful for the opportunity that we have to be here, to be able to worship and lift you up in praise, and to be able to hear your word given to us. And we thank you for James this morning as he has shared with us again. We just thank you, Father, for the love that you have for us. And Father, we do want to remember Jack and Rhonda and Mark. At the death of the grandson, we just pray, Father, that you can be with them at this time, knowing that it's a difficult time. And we just pray that you can give them the strength that they need to be able to work through it and be able to come out on the other side closer to you because of your love. And Father, we do want to remember those who will be traveling this weekend and pray that you can keep them safe and bring everybody back to us in one piece. And Father, we're wanting to lift up this 3-year-old girl that Debbie mentioned and the difficult time that she's having and to remember what the older sister said and the way that she is interested in wanting to be able to do what she can do to save that little girl's life. And Father, whenever we hear that, we think of what Jesus did for us and saved our lives. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with that family as they go through this difficult time. And for Mary Stonecipher, Father, we're praying for her. She's had another bad week, and we just pray that she can get back on her feet and be able to be here with us. And we just pray that you'll watch over her and take care of her this week. And Father, we want to remember Melissa and Bailey. We don't know what their difficult time is, but you do. And we know that you're capable of taking care of it and just watching over them as they go through whatever it is. And we just pray that you'll continue to guide and direct them. And Lord, we want to pray for Lloyd and Linda's friend, AZ. We just pray, Father, that he'll continue to get better. And we just know that he's looking to you and trusting you. And we just pray, Lord, that trust will lead to complete healing as you work with him. And Father, for the feast that's going to take place up at Kansas High School this week, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with all those who are concerned in the organization of it. And we thank you for those young people who have volunteered to give their time and effort to be able to give back to the community that gives so much to them. And we just pray, Lord, that you will bless it and make it a great success. We're grateful that Hank's continuing to improve, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and help him to think through things and continue to take care of himself. And for Holly, Lord, having cancer, aggressive type, that we just pray, Lord, that the doctors who are going to be working with her can make a diagnosis that will help them to know what kind of treatment they need to prepare for her that might be able, what will save her life. And we just pray, Lord, as she goes through that, you will keep her strong, help her to continue to cling to you and know that you're faithful. And Father, we want to lift up Pete as well. It's good to see him here again this morning, and we just pray that you'll be with him as he continues to recover from his surgery, and we just thank you, Lord, that he's able to be out and about. And we do want to pray for the Hansons this weekend as they're celebrating an anniversary. We just prayed, Lord, that you can be with them and help them to continue to enjoy their lives together. And we do want to lift up the people in Nigeria and the others, Christians around the world who are going through some difficult times and being persecuted because of their love for you. We just pray, Lord, that you can continue to be with them and give them the strength that they need to cling to you as they go through it. And for Israel and Palestine and the difficulties there, or the Russia and Ukraine, and it just seems like all around the world there's neighbors that can't get along with each other. And we just pray that you can work throughout the world to bring that to an end. And Father, we do want to remember our police and the military and our firemen and those who are first responders who are there day after day to help us whenever we need the help. We pray for the president, the vice president, and all those who are involved in our government and the decisions they make. Lord, I pray that you'll touch their hearts and their lives and help them to see things from your viewpoint and not their own. And Lord, we just thank you and love you for being with us all the time and watching over us and caring for us. And we pray as we go throughout this next week that we will be able to lift you up and share your message with others. And we'll just thank you and praise your Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.